We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Hope Day, and the sun is up. It's supposed to be nice today, not quite as hot as yesterday. I don't know how hot it got in the city, but we'll check in with Scott Capro in just a second. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. New episodes drop every Monday. You can get them at radio.com, radioalice.com, wherever you normally get your podcasts from, and follow it on Instagram at Johnny Mosley Pod. All right. And now for the celebrity trash. Apparently, we have a guest host for our Hot 100. We do the Billboard Hot 100 every Wednesday-ish at 7 o'clock. And Scott Capurro, apparently you did some homework last night.
I did, yes, with my husband, who knew all the songs on the top 10 list.
How did he know all the songs?
Yeah, Drake. Who knew, right?
You know what? Hello? Don't lead with number one. You big dummy.
Sorry.
He's fired. That is it. You're fired, dude. Yes, not that one. Thank God. I know that one. But first I want to check in with you about how was the weather yesterday? Did you guys go out yesterday like you're not supposed to do?
We did a little bit. We had to go to Trader Joe's, you know, because we need sparkling water. Mm. And then... we got other stuff while we were there, though, so that's okay, right?
Hello? They still doing that's the free okay, flowers?
Right? They're not. We didn't see any, so we bought some. I know. I bought flowers. It's not like me at all. I'm so cheap. But I bought some tulips. You'd be proud, Sarah.
I really love nice. Tulips.
Yeah, yeah. And then we on the way home, we kind of drove by the beach just to see if people are out there. And they were. Surfers and everything.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, boy, people, you got to stop.
We're seeing stories. I got a text from someone that said, I'm seeing traffic now. Like, people
really?
Are starting to... Well, look, it's been a month, and I'm not saying we should. We shouldn't go back. We should stay and keep, you know, whatever they say, flatten the curve or whatever. But I also can see people saying, A, I'm going crazy. B, I got to get back to work.
I'm going
This can't continue. Like, people are... losing their jobs, taxes got to get paid somehow, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what comes of this next sort of phase of this deal.
My teeth are not whitening themselves, you guys. That's expensive, those teeth. So I got to pay for all that. Yeah. I mean, I went to...
You have problems. I hear you.
Yeah. And at the beach, there were... We felt like people were gathering in clumps too much. That's what we thought. From what we saw, we thought they're going to close all of
Listen,
this.
Listen, if you guys thought people were gathering too much
know,
in clumps,
geez.
Then for sure they were.
I know. We stuck our toe in the water and then ran back to our car.
You did get out of the car. Oh, that's fantastic.
For a minute, but we were wrapped
in plastic.
Turns out
my son's lecture was right.
Oh, no, what? No. It's okay if you keep your mask on and run home, wash your hands, isn't it? That's what I'm told. No, bad, really bad, really
just,
wrong.
You're not supposed to be out, Scott. That's that.
Okay, then we didn't do it. It's bad.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Like 72 degrees in the city.
Yeah, it was the perfect day in the city and up in the mountains. It sounds like it was freaking stifling at my house, 85 degrees.
Wow. And you guys just sat there and stared at one another all day long?
Oh. Yeah, that's what we did all day.
Oh, sweaty little family indoors.
Yeah,
nice.
Great.
Well, I'm glad that you're sticking by the rules. And you are all really, really good about this. I'm very
well,
proud
we
of
have
you.
To be. I don't like getting yelled at by my kids. So we never leave the house and we don't do anything.
So preachy. Riley is so preachy.
Well, he's taking it. He's bummed because he's like, if you guys are going to break quarantine, then I could have just been hanging out with my friends this whole time. This is ridiculous.
And it's weird because he's taller than you both now, so he's commanding anyway. And he stands there just... Oh, he just wags a finger at you, and you and John are like, okay, whatever, okay.
Well,
John runs
very...
back indoors, makes more cookies.
I know. Oh, thank God for the cookies. Jesus. I don't know what I'd do without the cookies.
I love this little look into your world. This is fun.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Wait till your kid's taller than you. Won't be long.
Oh, my. He's a bit of your parent around this, isn't he? He's parental about all this, a little bit.
Oh, for sure. No, he's definitely, you know, I'm telling you, the lectures are real. Like, I just want to leave school. Like, get me out of here. All right.
Or make a larger margarita.
Yeah, listen, the margaritas are, they're definitely solid. Anywho, let's get on with the Billboard Hot 100 here, Scott. At number 100 is Lil Baby and 42 Doug. That's it, 42 Doug.
Well done,
Grace.
Sarah.
Thank
Good
you.
For effort.
Do I have to check in with you for thoughts on all of these, or can I just jump up to number 10 and keep going?
I think that I love that one. It's really bouncy.
Really? You love that one?
Love it.
At number 10, we're going to jump up, is Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is Everything I Wanted.
See, sleepy voice, right?
Yeah.
Very sexy voice. Yeah, very, very, very bedroomy, sleepy. Like, oh, like she's just getting a bed and stretching her arms and singing. I like it.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Do you like it? She's good. She won a bunch of
Billie
awards,
Eilish.
Right?
Yeah, she's. Yeah. I think she's amazing. It's very unique. At number 9 is Justin Bieber featuring Quavo.
Hot. I like the little musical arrangement.
Do you?
Yeah, it's cute. It sounds like he's playing one of those things. Is it a xylophone? Is that what it sounds like in the background?
Let's hear a little bit more of that. Like a calliope or something.
Is this
it's
new?
Cute, right?
It's not new. It's been on for 9 weeks.
Oh.
I don't know how long it's been in the top 10, but it was number 8 last week then.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
coming
good.
In,
I like it.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, this, you like
it sounds summery.
Well, I've got a lot of Justin Bieber in my life, so.
Sure. So you're looking for the good ones.
I hear him and I go, oh, yeah, that's not bad. This gets pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
take this
moving.
Over some of the other crap we got to hear.
Yeah. Yeah,
coming
going.
In at number. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I just, it's hip. It sounds like something you kind of want to shake it when you're at the beach, although we can't go to the beach. But I'm
no,
saying it
the
brings
beach.
The beach to your home. Which is
it does have a, it has a relaxed feel to it. It's nice.
Yeah.
This was one of his most recent Changes album.
Oh, Justin's, this is one of those songs?
Oh, okay.
Doja Cat comes in at number 8 with a song called Say So.
I mean, I love that. I love that song.
You sounds do. Like disco.
Yeah.
It does
kind of
sound like disco.
It really does, yeah. It's me dancing with a tiny top on in Garden Grove in a gay bar when I was at the university. Yeah.
Who is this, Yvonne Elliman?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
What did she sing? What was her song on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack?
Oh, God, which one? Wait, let me look.
I don't know. Look up the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Yeah, Yvonne.
I'll know it because I listened to that.
How do you not know, Scott?
I listened to that.
I know. They're going to take away my membership card. Oh, my God. You caught me. Oh, it's too early. I'm looking it up. More. Was that her? How do you like it?
No, that's Donna Summer, right?
Oh, God. So. Well done, Vinny. Let me see. Yvonne, if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you.
Yeah, this song sounds very disco.
Oh.
That's Yvonne Elliman, yeah. Can't have you, I don't want. Oh, God, that's me practically crying on the dance floor. Oh, feathered hair, tight powder blue blouse. Oh my God!
Why are you crying though? I don't get it.
Parking lot. Huh?
Just so
Why
happy.
Are you crying on the
joy?
Dance floor? I don't get
because
it.
Because I enjoyed it so much and I was so drunk. Oh, it would have been so fun. Little illegal ID. Oh, I was 19, but they thought I was 22. Look at me because I'm tall. Oh, God. So fun. Oh. And so, a problem, I'm sure I'm dancing with a guy who's got a parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, a parrot? Someone else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. A parrot.
The scene
or a lizard.
That you are setting.
So fun. Mm. Oh, man. Coked out of my mind, which was bad. Which is bad.
Right. It's not what you
so fun.
Do.
Yeah. It brings back nice times. Nice times. Good times. Good times.
Is it okay if I move on? Or is it...
Oh, yeah. Don't. No, okay. Your show. Go. Go.
Harry Styles, Adore You, yeah. is number 7. I love this song.
Adorable.
I adore this song. Scott, you were... You weren't a fan of... Boy, disco really is, like, in right now, isn't it?
It really
that
is.
That song is very disco.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I
want
yeah.
someone to sing that to me. I just want someone to sing that to me. That's all.
Just I'll sing it to you me. Later if you want.
Really?
I do adore nice. You.
Oh, you can't. Your son won't let you. Oh, maybe over the phone.
Over the phone. I'll sing it to you from across a parking lot.
Okay.
Just keep your mask on so my sputum doesn't reach you. Post Malone is number 6 with Circles.
Huge fan, by the way. Go. Let it go.
Huge fan of Post Malone?
Yeah, we saw them live in Budapest last summer. And we watched the whole show. We really enjoyed it.
Oh, I remember you posting pictures of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Edson's a really big fan of theirs.
Or his. Just one dude.
Yeah. Yeah, his.
Sideshow people that, you know, sort of like, okay, those people.
Sideshow.
Well, sorry, yeah. I didn't mean to sideshow.
But he tattooed his face because he thought he was unattractive and wanted to cover himself up. Isn't that sad? But he's so great.
Well, he is unattractive. He's actually cuter with the always tired tattoos on his face. It's good. But he's very talented. I mean, you
oh
know,
God.
He's won
great
me
show.
Over in the last year. All right, coming in at number 5, Holding Steady is Future featuring Drake.
I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock
on my wrist going nuts. All right, here's another disco song for you.
I love that song.
Coming in at number 4 is Dua Lipa, Disco Don't Start Now.
Oh, did you just say you love that song?
I do, yeah, I love it. Yes,
is he just lying? Do you think he's just lying that he loves Future featuring Drake? Or
I wasn't enjoying it, and then it's kind of like when you're laying in bed and you're not feeling well when you're 8 years old. And you're making up songs in your head, right? You're singing lyrics you're making up when you're looking up at the ceiling because you don't feel good. It's like that. It's chatty. I like it. It's cute. You know?
Nope.
Chatty.
All right. At number 4 is Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now.
Here we go.
All right. Everybody ready to dance?
Is that a bass? That's not a bass, right? He's using a keyboard to do that, he or she.
It sounds like a bass to me.
All the air is sucked out of that recording. Like it's
yeah, it's like
it's
super
so compressed.
Compressed. But they but do you hear that little tick tick tick?
Uh-huh.
It's got the disco guitar going in there.
It's so like, good.
There's
a video
just...
on our IG of Edson dancing at that kid's
Oh, band. Really?
So fun. Yeah. Good. Yeah, he loves that song. Plays it all the time. It's fun.
Roddy,
it's fun.
Former number 1. This was number 1 forever. Not as long as Lil Nas X or anything, but it was. This has been number 1 for a couple months straight. Roddy Ricch is down at number 3 now. It's called The Box. Anything to say about that one?
For me, that it's very urban and makes me feel modern listening to it.
Mm.
But I don't have an emotional connection to it. That's true. Sure. But thank you. Thank you for playing it.
Sure. The Weeknd is
it.
At number 2. It's falling one place. It's been number 1 for a couple weeks. Blinding Lights. This is killing on TikTok right now. Yeah, this song.
Duran Duran a little bit. I like it.
Yeah. And now your new number 1. Do you care to do the honors?
My man. Drake, bring it on. Bring it on.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Bring on Drake. I love him. Bring him on. Bring him on.
So is this called Toosie Slide?
Toosie Slide, yeah.
Toosie Slide. Right. New Drake song, everybody.
It's going to be a hit on TikTok, I'm sure of it. He did
of course
just,
it is.
Just
listen,
you
listen closely and get your dance moves ready. And you know we out here every day with it. I'm going to show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide.
Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we about to slide. Can't let this one slide.
He even wrote a dance for it for freaking TikTok. Yeah, I'm ready for this on TikTok. This is gonna be
cool. I appreciate it when someone shows me how to dance because I'm not great with dancing to that sort of music. So it's good when someone helps. Have you seen his home?
Yes, it has. He has got a bridge.
It's a bridge.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's a village. His home's a village. It's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's,
yeah.
He's Drake.
He's super hot.
What's Drake worth?
Oh.
Bajillion.
Like, what, yeah. You think, like, what do you think? 300 million? 150 million? A billion? Like, what's he worth? He could be worth any amount of them.
Oh, you know? He's poor.
Oh, what's he? Poor? Drake is poor? He's got a bridge.
He's crazy.
150 mil.
Oh.
I expect
I like
more.
It, too, because I graduated from Sir Francis Drake High School, so I like that he's... I feel connected to him in that way.
Oh, Drake, you know? And Sir Francis, yeah. Drake. Wow. You feel like... Yeah. You're,
you know what?
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about you all coked up and crying on the dance floor. That is too fun.
In a powder blue tight shirt. And a guy dancing with a guy and a parrot.
Also, my claim would have been, my claim at the time would have been, no, you guys, I'm straight. Shut up. What? I am. What do you mean? Shut up. I'm straight. Shut up. I was like that. I was that guy. Oh, God.
You probably were, because when you're on coke, all you do is lie and talk.
Totally.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Scott Capurro, every night at 8 o'clock on Instagram. Are you pausing for the howl every night now?
We are. The howl is the beginning. We let people enjoy the howl, and we let people connect to the show because it takes people about 30 seconds to find us, and then we start after the howl every night.
Okay. Well, you're doing it live from your house, and then on Saturdays you do a full length show.
I do, yeah. I've had clubs in Europe ask me to send like 3 and 5 minute sets to add to their collections. A lot of clubs are doing this. So if you want comedy, you guys, it's out there. Really.
Live, for sure. A lot of live people streaming. I mean, there's a lot of people doing that stuff. That's well, we appreciate. I certainly appreciate your Instagram feed. It cracks me up. And every day you're out there breaking all the rules.
Yeah.
And being
hilarious. And I were bickering last night, too. We were crabby because we had such a long day. He started heckling me during the 10-minute set, telling me I was boring and stuff. So I didn't talk to him for about an hour.
Well, he's obnoxious on that thing. Sometimes you're in the middle of a punchline, and he's like, this guy said this. I'm like, shut up, dude.
Yeah. Well,
you're not even listening to him.
I know. He's administrative staff. He's not involved in the creative process.
He just doesn't
care.
So
I keep telling him, you're holding the camera.
This is his time.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous. Yeah. All right, well, listen, Scott, thank you for being on today. Thank you for your input on the Hot 100 tolerable. Scott Capurro, ladies and gentlemen. I also wanted to mention that weekly, or it seems like it's been every week, Matt Nathanson is doing, he does like 30 to 40 minutes on Wednesday nights. He does like a new song. He'll do a cover. He'll do some requests. Sometimes he reads from like whatever book he is currently reading. He has a whole book club show that he does with some lady. It's called like Getting the Nook or something. Like as in a reading nook.
Sure. No, I love reading. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, he's been busy on Instagram. So tonight is I think it's 5 o'clock our time. If you want to watch a half hour or so of Matt Nathanson, he's also available. Lots of entertainment for you out there on the interwebs.
It looks like it's doing it in the nook.
Doing it in the nook, that's what it is.
Cute.
They're being adorable. But it's him and I don't know if it's the same lady. I've only watched one of them, but it was just him and a lady discussing the book that they had read.
Kelly Corrigan?
Yeah, I think that was her.
Mm-hmm.
Pixar's Soul, it was supposed to come out in June, and I had sort of hoped that they would do the same, you know, the instantaneous release on all the streaming platforms. They're not doing that. They're moving it to November.
Oh.
It looks like they're actually going to take a movie that was supposed to be released in Walt Disney Animation's Raya and the Last Dragon was supposed to come out at Thanksgiving, and now they're pushing that to next spring. So they're not going to be, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to see those things first run. Onward was the last Pixar movie, and that did have, it had a brief theatrical release, and then they just made it available because no one could go to the movies anymore.
I don't know how that went down, but I know we've watched it in this house 30 times, if not more.
Universal is claiming that Trolls World Tour has shattered on-demand records.
I bet.
It scored the biggest opening day and weekend of any digital title in history, if the studio is correct. They, you know, they're not really revealing all the numbers, but they're saying, yeah, no, we're the biggest.
I bet they are. I think about how many people are stuck with kids, even though the deal on it is it's a $20 fee that you, and it's a two-day rental.
Yeah, and that is, I don't know if that means continuing forward, you can continue to get it. You must be able to for a two-day rental, because it's saying here, rent on premium video on demand for 48 hours for $19.99. But that must mean from whenever you rent it, not just that it was only available last weekend.
Oh, no. It'll be, I mean, that's so, my kid's like, well, let's get it again. No.
Yeah. At least give it a week, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe on the weekend, but we're not doing it during the week. You can forget it.
Right. So, next time I pay $20 for that, it's going to be to purchase it.
Well, we'll probably rent it again, but it's going to at least be on the weekend. I mean, there's no way.
I just looked at the time. I'm completely out. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
There may be a new iPhone announcement today. There's some Biden news, plus the latest on the coronavirus, and then nonsense I can't wait to get to after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.